Hello, this is Goddess Gia at www.dreamingofteasing.com. And one of the things I detest the most is a sissy slut that likes to disobey me. There have been guys in the past that do not seem to understand that I have to actually convince them that they have to be a sissy. More of a sissy whore. Simply because they just have no other option. You know, they're just not cut out to be a man. They don't seem to realize that they have a small penis, a little dicklet. And well, with that said, they will never be able to fully satisfy a woman. You know, women, we love big cocks, big, juicy, fat cocks. And well, that's the one thing they lack. They live in a world of denial, if you ask me. There's some reasons why a man should be sissified. For example, one of them, I believe, is that if you have a small penis, well, the next best thing to do is just embrace and accept the idea of being a little sissy slut. Because there's at least one kind of person you can fully satisfy. That's a sissy fucker. That's a man with a huge cock. I prefer big black dicks that love fucking little sissies. At least they'll feel more worth something, you know? Now, don't get me wrong, although I do enjoy to see a little sissy beg for mercy, especially when he is trying to fight back, when I'm trying to size him for a dress, or when I try to apply makeup on her. I do like that. I really do. Because I get to be a little bit more physical, and well, when I end up winning and overpowering them, that has an effect. It kind of like snaps them back into reality. I think they just need a nice, strong, loving slap in the face, or maybe a few little spanks on their bare bottoms. Oh, I love seeing their bottoms all nice and rosy red. Oh yeah, I love that. I love to put them over my knee, pull up their pretty little skirts, and leave handprints all over it. There are certain punishments for those reluctant sissy sluts. I have a few that I truly hold close to my heart. I have to say that having them in a chastity device and tying up their hands and spreading their legs apart and have sissy porn play on and on and on, like on a repeat, that drives them crazy. I think it's somewhat kind of brainwashed them into kind of seeing what their reality is. Make them wear little sexy boy panties underneath their clothes. That's pretty hot. Making them go into the drugstore and buying makeup on and tampons. Especially when you go to the drugstore and you get a pretty nice shade of pink lipstick. And when you're buying it, you pop it open and you apply some. Smack your lips. And ask the cashier, is this the right kind of shade on me? I just love it. Well, I also enjoy making them wear little butt plugs while they're home. That way they can get used to it. And they, you know what? They always end up liking it. Having them suck on my 8-inch dildo. I love making them just perfect their deep throat techniques. I think it is the most entertaining thing to watch. I'm not sure if I like it because they learn how to suck some real good cock, or just watching the tears fall from their eyes as I hold her head down until I see a bulge out of their throat. I don't know what it is, but I simply love punishing those sissies that seem to be in denial, which apparently there's lots of them. So tell me, are you in denial? Oh, I'm sure you are. Especially if you have a little dicklet that's under 7. Oh yeah, under 7, it's worthless. You have to be 7 or larger to be considered a real man. So, are you one of those men that are in denial? I bet you are. Well, you need to call me. And as for God is Gia, I'll be waiting.